Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 36 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and this is the Master Skill List. We've just talked about a lot of skill programs, a lot of different educational routes that you can take through your spy and or ninja training. This is where we get to the nitty-gritty. We get a list of all of the individual skills in this game, plus a few. Because of poor editing, this page in fact contains a number of skills that are impossible or almost impossible to get.
Oh, this is dumb. This is so dumb.
There's a million skills in this game. And we're going to, in future pages, we're going to go into them in detail, so I'm not going to belabor them here. But I do want to point out a few. First of all, under physical skills, fencing is listed. As we mentioned a day or two ago, the fencing skill actually does not appear in this game. So fencing is sort of a phantom skill that you find here on the list and referenced in some skill programs, but you can't actually get it. Likewise, there's a list of technical skills that includes art, language, photography, writing, and RPG design.
And it's like indented or something. It looks weird in addition to being weird.
Yes, it is. It is indented really weirdly on the page. It's out of like its normal column. Because the thing you have to understand, Katrina, you may not know the background on this. This game was not laid out on a computer. It was laid out on like an old school, like cut and paste slips of paper light board.
It looks like it.
And so what happened is somebody thought, I'm a big gross 1990s game designer. You know what's a funny joke? Talking about role-playing games and role-playing games. So I'm going to go print out a little sheet of paper, a little slip that says RPG design, and then go over with my fucking glue stick and add it to the game. And that's what he did, and that's why it looks funny. There's no skill program that gives you this skill, and you can't take it as a secondary skill. So even though the description of the skill appears, there's no way for a character to have it, which is fine because it's a joke. You can't play an RPG designer in this game, and that's okay. This is less forgivable, and I'm going to say this is the dumbest thing on this page, with a skill that is down under the espionage/military skills. This skill is called Marxism-Leninism-Maoism, or Moaism, as this page calls it. This is a bundle skill that teaches you various forms of the philosophy behind communism.
Why isn't this over in philosophies?
Well, because that's under a separate category called temple philosophies and skills that includes skills such as begging, fasting, philosophy, and geomancy.
What in the heck?
You don't learn Marxism in a monastery. You learn it in the military, I guess.
Why do you? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of real dumb on this dumb page.
And notice, too, that since it's categorized under espionage/military, you actually can't get this skill from your college education. So contrary to the claims of Republicans everywhere, you can't actually learn to be a Marxist at school. you only learn it through indoctrination by your military. But actually, you can't even learn it that way because there's no general espionage military skill program that just gives you your selection of espionage or military skills. They all give you specific skills from that category. And none of them give you Marxism, Leninism, Maoism. So,
which one gives you Hojo Jutsu?
I think there are martial arts that give you that skill, which interestingly is the only way to get one of these skills. So if you want to be a Marxist, just fucking forget it. Despite the fact that the Soviet Union is going strong, Marxism is dead because there is no way for a character in this game to get the Marxism skill. Likewise, Leninism. Maoism, there is one corner case. There's one way to get it. You can learn it by studying wushu and being indoctrinated into communism through your martial art, specifically Maoism. So even though it's an espionage/military skill, the only way to get it is through martial arts training. But yes, so weirdly, in a game where we've got like major like global superpowers in this struggle between like the capitalist and communist sphere, you can't actually make communists in this game. Yeah, the skill exists, but it's a phantom skill. I think the existence of three skills on this master skill list that are literally impossible to acquire is probably the dumbest thing on this page. But if I had to choose one skill, it would definitely be the fact that in this game about conflict between communists and capitalists, it is literally impossible to create a Marxist.
That's pretty ding dang dumb. But the fact that fasting just not eating food is listed as a temple philosophy and skill. And then philosophies is just, that's it. It just says philosophies. And that's pretty freaking dumb.
Well, spoilers for future episodes. Did you know that you can't take fasting as a secondary skill, which means you have to have formal training or you can't fast?
Ugh.
Join us next time when we discuss page 37 of Ninjas and Super Spies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.